everyone seems to have their own kind of patterns and preferences for the way they manage their relationships, as well as they manage when they end. I think more often than not, what people seem to do is jump from one right into the next because it's the ultimate form of distraction potential. Someone else, great way to forget the way you were feeling. A big problem with that tendency is that if you're not taking any time to really figure out why the previous relationship broke down, what impact it may be left on the way you relate to others, I think it doesn't bode well for any new relationship if you're just dragging every other problem, really, unresolved issue from previous relationships that went wrong. Just carry that into the next one, and it's a rollover effect and keeps on turning over. I don't know. Me personally, I'm not content with that type of approach. And I think back over my relationship history, I definitely have some patterns. For one, I tend to have friendship with someone and have long relationships. I don't really do things half-heartedly or lightheartedly. I jump entirely in. Having said, I don't even put myself in a position to jump if I know it's not right for me. And that's basically the space that I've been in, the entire over past year, where people keep asking me if I'm dating and things like that. And I never quite felt like I was in a good enough headspace to start anything with someone else. And I've really taken the time to think about what I want and what I want to be different, as well as just sorting through what's happened, what's, kind of transpired the past several years of my life. And as I'm approaching divorce, I'm still not dating. I want to be dating. I would really like to have someone's company, someone's friendship, and some companionship in a certain way. Someone who could understand what my life is like and be a bright spot to keep me enduring the hard things that I deal with, and being a motivating factor, something to make me smile. So I see that as growth, the fact that I've came around to actually craving another person's presence, because I can get easily content with isolation and being alone. I'm very self-sufficient, particularly emotionally. I deal with most of what's bothering me on my own before I even bring it up to another person. So for me to want to feel that, I don't know. I'm honestly happy. I'm happy with all the progress that I've been making. And I know that when I do have my next love, that it's going to be with a solid heart and a solid spirit. That's how I want it to be. I don't want to bring every past thing that hurt me and make someone else kind of carry that burden. I'm settled with who I am and where I've kind of what I've been through. And I do believe in people. I do believe in love. I do believe in relationships. I also believe the judicial system is a pain in the ass. So for me personally, I don't believe in a second marriage. But I believe in being there for someone and making this world a little bit easier. So I enjoy the friends, people who make it that way for me. And someday, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for the next person who I meant to know. And that makes me smile.